Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 139 today, verses 13 through 16. Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. David continues in the psalm and he says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them." We need to let this sink in. Sometimes when we get familiar with a passage or have heard a passage preached in a certain way, we just assume that's the only way that there's or any wisdom that's coming from that passage. And we know this passage well when we talk about Sanctity of Human Life Sunday and dealing with the sin of abortion and all, and how God knows us in our mother's womb and he makes us in our mother's womb and we're a person then. But listen closely. Look closely at what David is saying here. He says, God knew us before there was an us to be known. Did you catch that? He knew you not only when you were conceived, he knew you before you were conceived. God's knowledge is so amazing. His foreknowledge, his omniscience is so mind-blowing. As we saw last Saturday, knowledge is too high for us. We can't attain it. But he actually knew us before we were even conceived, and all the days that were written for each of us were written down in his book before one of them even came to be. You know, the Bible says that he loves us and has a plan for each of us, and he orchestrates everything in our lives so that we would come to know him and surrender to the plan he has for us before we were even conceived. In Acts 17, listen, 24, chapter 17, verses 24 through 25. "The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands," as though he needed anything else, "since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place." Why did he do that? Listen, "that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him, yet he's actually not far from each one of us." God determined when you'd be born in history and where. He determined your parents. He determined what's going to be the situation in your life, your circumstances, and he did it so that you would know him. He put people in your path. He used creation. He used the Spirit. He used lots of different missionaries and witnesses. He's used many ways to reveal to you that he exists and that he wants you to know him, and you need a Savior, and Jesus is the only one. And he also has a specific plan for each of our lives. To one he gave 5 talents, another 2, to another 1, each according to their ability, which he predetermined. Listen, folks, God knew you before you were born and had a plan for your life before you were born. Let me ask you, are you living out the life that God had for you, or are you living out the life that you have chosen for yourself? In Romans chapter 8, listen to verses 28 and 29 and see how good God is. "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers." And then he goes on and he says, "And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It's God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, and more than that, who was raised and is at the right hand of God, who's indeed interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake, God, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him who loved us." And then he goes on and says he's sure that there's nothing that'll separate us from God's love. Listen today, if you're in Christ and been reconciled, he knew you before you were born and had a plan for your life before he saved you, and he wants you to live that one out. Follow him and it'll happen. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.